Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. I told you so. I told you so. I tell you again and again. They stole the election. They rigged the election. They fixed the election. Biden is not the president of the United States. My latest commentary comes out on Sunday, syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. And here it is. Why the American people have turned against Biden. Something remarkable is happening in America. You can see what's happening in Arizona, in Georgia, in New Hampshire, with forensic audits happening or about to happen. Many more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election. The light bulb has gone off. Americans are starting to understand the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and they're no longer afraid to say it out loud. That is why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced the greatest April fundraising haul ever in history. That's why the latest Washington Examiner poll reports enthusiasm for Republican candidates in the 2022 midterm elections is ahead of enthusiasm for Democrats by double digits. That's why the latest Democracy Corps poll of battleground states finds Biden's approval among independents at only 35%. Even worse, Democrats win only 17% of independents in these swing states on a generic ballot. That's why voters in Pennsylvania, a state that supposedly went to Biden, just overwhelmingly voted to dramatically limit the emergency powers of the Democrat governor. That's why the latest CBS News YouGov poll shows support among Republicans for President Trump is still at historic levels. 89% support Trump's economic views. 80% of Republicans support Trump's style of leadership. 88% support Trump's tough stance on illegal immigration. 73% support Trump's views on race. 77% agree with the way Trump treated the media. And most importantly, 67% believe Joe Biden is not the legitimate winner of the 2020 election. That is why voters in the latest McLaughlin and Associates poll favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris 49-45 for the 2024 presidential election. Biden has only been president for a little over 100 days. He supposedly got the most votes of any candidate in history. He should be wildly popular while still in the honeymoon phase of his presidency. Instead, Americans have turned on Biden. Why? First, Americans don't believe Biden is the rightful president. The silent majority now believes beyond a shadow of a doubt that Biden and the Democrats rigged and stole the election. Second, no one in their right mind believes Biden got the most votes in history. A senile old man who never left his basement got more votes than Obama or Clinton? No way. It's implausible. Third, Americans have seen the radical Biden agenda. It is a communist takeover of the United States, clearly perpetrated by evil globalists who want to destroy America. But here's the big one. Americans now understand the intimidation tactics of the radical left. They've seen the vile hate speech towards white Americans. They've seen the mayor of Chicago announce she will only do interviews with black or brown journalists. They've seen BLM and Antifa rioting, looting, burning, and anarchy. They've seen the censorship, banning, and hatred towards conservatives by social media and woke corporations. They've seen Palestinian mobs beating Jews in Los Angeles and New York. Radical Democrats have set this nation on fire. Because of that, Americans finally see the truth. They now understand what happened in those 60 cases involving voter fraud in the 2020 election. Trump and Republicans didn't lose those 60 cases. That's a lie. That's Soviet communist-level propaganda. The American people now understand those judges were intimidated. Trump never lost a single voter fraud case. He didn't strike out. Trump never got to the plate. He never took a swing. No judge ever actually looked at a case. The Supreme Court never looked at a case. You've heard of jury nullification. That's what nullification. Many of those 60 judges hated Trump's guts and suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. But more importantly, all of them feared for their lives and careers. No judge was willing to risk ruining his or her life by overturning the election and facing a crazy Democrat mob. No judge was willing to risk being assassinated. No judge is willing to risk their home being burned to the ground. No judge is willing to risk their spouse being fired and never finding a job again. No judge is willing to risk their children being beaten and brutalized at school. No judge is willing to watch their name forever destroyed by cancel culture. Most Americans now understand the election was stolen and the courts never ruled against the merits of the case. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. That's why the country has turned against Biden. We know he's not the rightful president of the United States. So that's my commentary coming out this Sunday, why the American people have turned against Biden. And they certainly have. And no sooner I wrote that, look at the story that's out now. The ongoing audit of ballots cast in Maricopa County, Arizona, has uncovered significant discrepancies in the number of ballots versus the supposed number of ballots that were supposed to exist. Political strategist Boris Epstein, who's been on the show many times, adds that the discrepancies may be as high as 17.5%, and it is likely Joe Biden did not win Arizona. Arizona Senate President recently sent a letter to the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors outlining the major issues discovered already in the audit and offering to settle them without additional subpoenas or compulsory action. In the letter, says Epstein on Steve Bannon's podcast, it reveals pallet 5, batch 2976, 200 pink slip total, actual total 165. They're missing 35 ballots out of that batch. He added 35 out of 100 is 17.5%. 10 out of 100 is 5%. Do you know how shocking that is? 17.5% discrepancy in a batch is beyond belief. He added in one, they've got 18 more than they're supposed to be, which is a 9% discrepancy. Again, if we are to have any confidence in elections in this country, how can we possibly be okay with discrepancies of double-digit percentages? It's absolutely mind-boggling. Anything above a tiny fraction of a percent is unacceptable, according to the Federal Elections Commission. Epstein explained that several databases subpoenaed for the purpose of the audit have been removed, including the files that contain the election results and how they were tallied. There's evidence these databases were removed as recently as March, right before handed over, and while being subject to a subpoena. That's criminal activity. Isn't this funny? It's the same thing Hillary Clinton did. Democrats have a playbook. She was subpoenaed, and she made every one of her questionable emails disappear after the subpoena. It's the same thing, right after getting the subpoena. Epstein explained several databases subpoenaed for the purpose of the audit have been removed, including files that contain the election results and how they were tallied. We now know why the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors have been fighting these subpoenas so hard, why Perkins Coie has come in, that's the big law firm that that helps Hillary, to try and frame Trump, why the Democrats are pushing back, why you've got mainstream media melting down, because they're hiding this. They're hiding the disaster in which they handled this election and likely the fact that Joe Biden did not win in Arizona. And by the way, if Joe Biden did win in Arizona, believe me, he didn't win in Nevada. If he didn't win in Nevada, he didn't win in Michigan or Wisconsin or Georgia or Pennsylvania, and Trump won this election. And I've said, you know, in my prior, I think just the very last commentary I wrote last Friday when I read to you, I told you that the real reason you know they stole the election is because of the way they're reacting to the whole thing. That's what's so weird. The way they're reacting, the viciousness, the craziness, you know, that's what tells you that these people know they stole the election. Try to find an article here that I saw Joe Scarborough, who literally went insane. Here it is. Joe Scarborough suffers complete meltdown over Arizona audit, tells Americans to leave the country and be replaced by migrants. Joe Scarborough on MSNBC Morning Joe suffered a complete meltdown Friday morning over the Arizona forensic audit of the Maricopa County ballots and voting machines. Joe Scarborough said the quiet part out loud. He wants Americans to be replaced by migrants. Wow. America's ruling class wants to replace natives with docile foreigners who won't question the pathetic elites who rule over them. Is what people are saying on Twitter. It's all I could tell you is the reaction, or what I said was overreaction by Democrats, is all the proof you need that they stole this election. It really is all the proof you need. And here's the new latest breaking news in Georgia, because I mentioned Georgia in my commentary. Georgia judge orders 140,000 absentee ballots from Fulton County to be scanned to determine legitimacy. Case revolves around the explosive December report from the Gateway Pundit. So they're ordering in Georgia 145,000 absentee ballots to be studied. Forensic audit of Fulton County ballots. That's big news. Big news. And our friends at Gateway Pundit are the people that started all this. Today, a judge in Georgia ruled the audit in Fulton County must go on. This leads back to the Gateway Pundit reporting in early December, where we identified ballots being counted 2 and 3 times. Wow. Georgia is headed for another audit of its presidential election results after a judge agreed to unseal more than 145,000 Fulton County absentee ballots. The details and timing of the audit must be determined, but the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against the county want to scan and examine the ballots to determine whether they are legitimate. At a hearing Friday, Henry County Superior Judge Brian Amaro made clear the ballots must remain in the custody of Fulton election officials. The latest Georgia audit cannot change the election results. See, that's the sad part, which were certified months ago and have already been confirmed by multiple recounts. But the plaintiffs say an examination of ballots would get to the bottom of what they see as suspicious activity at State Farm Arena on election night and pave the way for more accurate elections in the future. So, you know, again, I'm the one who told you all this. A, the election was stolen. B, it was rigged. C, it was fixed. D, it's going to come out. But E, they're not going to do anything about it. All you could do is reelect, if that's the right word, Trump in 2024 and win the House and the Senate in 2022. But no one's going to allow you to just throw Biden out of office even after we prove the election was stolen. People are being naive if they think that. So they still have 4 years to destroy this country before we even get to 2024.
You're going to Revive as an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. You'll have instant access to an online marketplace where you can literally save hundreds of dollars on things you need, and you don't have to pay higher rates for things you don't. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll also save hundreds of dollars on medications. There's no waiting. You don't need to waste time at doctor's offices. You can meet with high-quality telemedicine doctors or medical professionals quickly and from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com. Revive-healthcare.com.
Did you hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on a...
You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today to get started with your own show. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Raw and unfiltered.
Come on.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of the segment of the show, Energized Health. Love my Energized Health people, man. They are the greatest. John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And I announced in hour number one a little breakthrough because I constantly say on this show that I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat in just 4 months starting on the program and then gained 10 pounds of muscle. But I always say I really haven't lost a lot of weight. I just lost inner body fat, which is good. That's what you have to lose. That's what matters. But I didn't lose weight because I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And so I lost about 5 pounds of weight, I thought. Well, I started out at right around 192, I believe I was, the day that I started this program, and they weighed me in. And as of this morning, I was 181. So I've lost 11 pounds in addition to 20 pounds of inner body fat. I've lost 11 pounds on the scale. I kept...
Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back. It is Friday. Coming up on, isn't it Sunday? I think it's Valentine's Day, right? So it's Valentine's Day weekend coming up. It's a 3-day Valentine's Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day, all of you lovers out there and all of you husbands and wives out there. Happy Valentine's Day. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Sponsor of this segment of the show. Here's your Valentine's Day gift. Give the person in your life some gold, baby. Some gold and silver. It's better than diamonds and jewelry even. That's nothing better than gold and silver at this point. Because if you have been listening to my show and you understand what's happening as we speak and what's about to happen, what's coming down the pike, Biden is going to bankrupt this country, or Kamala Harris is going to bankrupt this country. You know, if Biden winds up being replaced or dropping out or dropping dead or whatever the hell's going to happen to a guy that's that old and that feeble. And it would be terrible and a tragedy. I don't want anything bad to happen to Joe Biden. But it's pretty obvious. It's like talking about, you know, a feeble old grandfather who has dementia, who's in his last days. You know it. And you don't want anything bad to happen to him. You love him. But it doesn't mean you'd be ignorant if you didn't think there was a chance something was going to happen. And so if something happens to Joe Biden, you're going to have Kamala Harris as president. And it doesn't matter. They're interchangeable. They're both going to bankrupt the United States of America. So whether it's Biden or Harris, it's the bankruptcy of America. And as they bankrupt America, you need to own gold and silver, because your gold and silver could be worth so much money that it replaces all the lost income and assets that you've got in your bank account or in the stock market that were going to zero. You know, your gold and silver could replace all that. Let's say you have $1 million in the bank account, and the dollar goes down to where the $1 million is worth $10,000, like Zimbabwe. But meanwhile, you have $10,000 worth of gold, and the $10,000 is worth $1 million. Well, you just replaced it all. You're okay. That's the point of gold and silver. They're like an insurance policy in case the dollar goes kafooey, in case the stock market goes kafooey. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. And ASI is the one to buy it from. They've been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients. Sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold was up 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. And with Democrats in charge now, man, the debt is about to go through the stratosphere. Call up Rich and Mike. Uncle Rich is the nephew. And they've been my close personal friends for 16 years. You tell them Wainwright sent you, receive a free consultation and a free one-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allen Root Show. Call 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or visit AssetStrategies.com, AssetStrategies.com. I've mentioned to you at the end of my segment, I think it was with Christina Leyla, I mentioned of the Gateway Pundit, that some of these liberals, you know, are just crazy. And they want to, you know, they're communists and they want to destroy the country. But others are just weak snowflakes who really believe that you can't leave your apartment because of COVID. I mean, it's crazy. You realize that since June, Vegas has been open. June, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. For the last 9 months, multiply 9 months times 7 weeks, that's 63 weeks. For the last 63 weeks, and what's 63? Hold on, I'm doing some math. 63 times 7. So for the last 400... No, that's not right. That's not right. I got it wrong. For the last...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans. Survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Biden says there's no change in the U.S. policy towards Israel. Biden adding there will be no peace in the Middle East until Israel's neighbors acknowledge their right to exist. Biden making those comments during a joint news conference at the White House with South Korean President Moon. One person is in custody and cops are looking for up to six more after a Jewish man was beaten last night in New York's Times Square. It happened as pro-Israeli and pro-Palestinian protesters clashed in the area. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says enough is enough regarding these anti-Semitic attacks.
It's reprehensible, the anti-Semitic violence we're seeing, and we've been seeing a rise of anti-Semitic violence both in America and in Europe. And unfortunately, it is encouraged. It's encouraged by radical Islamic terrorists. It's also encouraged by the angry left, the far left.
USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer. It's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer. Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer. Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Yeah.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, if you want to call in, we're taking calls. No guests this hour. 833-WAR-TALK. 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 Way. Any of you been banned? Why were you banned? What do you think about what happened to me, Wayne Allen Root? Give us a call, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. By the way, you can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, and you can find all my commentaries and columns and videos at rootforamerica.com, root, R-O-O-T, for America.com. Here's an interesting story. Nothing to do with politics, but caught my eye because I do love a good steak. And an Israeli startup prints the world's first ribeye. Is the world crazy or what? Is the world getting wild or what? You can print a ribeye? Israeli-based Aleph Farms has created the world's first slaughter-free steak using three-dimensional bioprinting and real cells from a cow. Aleph teamed up with biomedical researchers at the Technion Israel Institute of Technology to print lab-grown ribeyes intended for human consumption without slaughtering an animal. It incorporates muscle and fat similar to its slaughtered counterpart, adding that steaks taste just like a juicy ribeye steak you'd buy from the butcher. Aleph's technology is unique. It prints actual living cells that are then incubated to grow, differentiate, and interact in order to acquire the texture and qualities of a real steak. Didier Tubia, co-founder and CEO of Aleph Farms, called the 3D printed meat a breakthrough. He added, "This milestone for me marks a major leap in fulfilling our vision of leading a global food system transition towards a more sustainable, equitable, and secure world. While lab-grown meat is in its infancy, it will take the company a couple of years to advance the technology to scale production up to be commercially available." If you thought 3D printed steaks are weird, readers may recall not too long ago, we reported California food company Eat Just Inc. received the all-clear by Singapore to sell lab-grown chicken meat. So I guess the question I would have is, does this count as real meat or real chicken, and therefore is it something a vegetarian could eat because you're no longer killing animals? Couldn't a vegetarian finally eat meat and chicken because you didn't kill an animal? I would think so. And it certainly is now climate change friendly, right? Lab-grown meat is going to cut down on CO2 emissions because no more farting cows, right? I don't think a fake cow farts, right? They're not printing 3D cow farts, are they? So you would think it's all wonderful with the liberals, you would think. I don't know. The other big news story, by the way, that I have not gotten to on today's show is of the Lincoln Project. Can you excuse me for a minute? Just had to get that in. Because the Lincoln Project is a bunch of losers that hated Trump so much, they were deranged people with Trump derangement syndrome. And they claimed they were Republicans, and they hated Trump so much, and they were so vicious to him, and it turns out they're led by a bunch of pedophiles. They're led by a bunch of sexual perverts. They're led by guys who harassed children, I guess. You know what? Maybe I'm saying it wrong. He harassed everybody looking for a job, and they were probably 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds. Maybe he's not a pedophile. Pedophile would be, by definition, right, if you're harassing, like, 8-year-olds or 5-year-olds. These were people looking for jobs. Steve Schmidt was the co-founder of the Lincoln Project, and he is resigning because the other guy, John Weaver, turned out to be pressuring a lot of men and boys who tried to get involved in his little orbit against Trump into having sex. And they were likely abuse of power, illegal acts, I would think, based on descriptions of them. But these guys, again, I've said this so many times over the last few months, that somebody turns out to be a weirdo, someone turns out to be a pervert, someone turns out to be a liar, someone turns out to be an evil, mean-spirited person that's abusing everybody around them at work. And these are all never Trumpers. There's something they've got in common. These are not good people. These are not happy people. All the people that hated Trump have their own problems in their own lives. Something's wrong with them. So news just broke. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt is resigning from the group's board. As a reminder, here's what he said earlier.
The Lincoln Project will be delighted to open its books for an audit immediately after the Trump campaign and all affiliated super PACs do so in response to inquiries about how much of the donations went to their personal bank accounts rather than ads designed to defeat Trump. In his statement, he claims, and so this is, and John Weaver's the one who was doing the molesting. He claims he was molested as a 13-year-old. Of course, they've all got excuses. Just fall back on Me Too. Everybody got molested when they were a little kid, and that's why now they molest others. Sorry, that doesn't hold water. That's not an excuse. The group of lifelong Republican Party consultancy, this is what's wrong with the Republican Party. And these are all people that went on TV and badmouthed Wayne Root. You know, one of them, and I never remember which is the one. I don't know if it was Rick Wilson, Steve Schmidt, or John Weaver. But one of them went on with Rachel Maddow on MSNBC and spent like 7 minutes of a huge segment just completely denigrating Wayne Allyn Root. This was like 7 years ago, right before Trump, 6 or 7 years ago. And they just had the worst things to say about me because I'm a real conservative. And they always say it by saying, see, I'm a real Republican. And this guy, Wayne Root, is terrible, and he ruins our party. Really, you're a real Republican. Yeah. Group of lifelong Republican Party consultants who, under the name The Lincoln Project, got very rich in 2020 with anti-Trump online messaging, have now spent weeks responding to numerous scandals on multiple fronts. Despite the gravity of these scandals, its conduct the Thursday night was in a whole new category of sleaze. It not only infuriated the longtime allies, but also constituted the abuse of Twitter's platform to commit likely illegal acts. The primary effect of the Lincoln Project was to personally enrich its key operatives, I'm reading an article from Zero Hedge, by cynically exploiting the fears of U.S. liberals. Reporting throughout 2020 conclusively demonstrated the vast majority of the tens of millions of dollars raised by the group was going to firms controlled by its founders. One of its most prominent founders, Rick Wilson, personally collected $65,000 for liberals through GoFundMe for an anti-Trump film he kept promising, but which never came. To this day, he refused to explain what he did with the money. A study. Did you realize I've started a couple of PACs in my life and I never took a penny? A penny! I mean, I didn't even take $1.50 for a Coca-Cola. Nothing! These guys get rich off these PACs. They're such criminals! On Monday, the Associated Press published a comprehensive exposé with new facts about two of the group's growing scandals. It reported in June 2020, members of the organization's leadership were informed in writing and in subsequent phone calls of at least 10 specific allegations of harassment against co-founder John Weaver, including two involving Lincoln Project employees, directly contradicting the group's emphatic denial that it knew nothing about Weaver's misconduct until the New York Times reported on them at the end of January. As AP delicately put it, these new materials raise questions about the Lincoln Project statement last month that it was shocked when accusations surfaced publicly this year. The gay news outlet, The Washington Blade, published emails and other correspondence demonstrating the high likelihood that the group's denials regarding its past knowledge of Weaver's misconduct were false. Anyway, I could go on and on and on. I'm not going to go on and on and on. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting. It makes me want to retch. This guy was like a gay, perverted, serial gay sexual abuser who went after everybody that went near him. A predator. This is the way Fox News put it in a simple paragraph. Lincoln Project co-founder Steve Schmidt resigned from the embattled anti-Trump organization Friday night, claiming he did so to make room for the appointment of a female board member as the first step to reform of the Lincoln Project. Axios was the first to report on Schmidt's exit, which follows an exodus of senior staff since the Associated Press and New York Magazine ran bombshell reports indicating the leadership at the Lincoln Project were aware of at least 10 sexual harassment allegations against co-founder John Weaver. Two of those allegations involved Lincoln Project employees who were communicated to leadership after Schmidt and other colleagues denied having any knowledge of Weaver's behavior. In any case, basically, you know, from what I've read, this guy Weaver was just a sexual predator. And it's just like Harvey Weinstein, except he's a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. And so every guy that tried to work for the Lincoln Project, you know, got the same treatment. You know, yeah, sure, sure, sure. You have sex with me. You do this to me. You do that to me. You tie me up in bed and, you know, I'll make sure you get hired. That's the kind of people you're dealing with here. Disgusting people. Terrible people. But a gay version of Harvey Weinstein. So all I could say is, I'm the real Republican conservative. I'm not into weird things. I'm not a pervert. I've never done anything evil. I've never hurt anybody. I've never pressured anyone in my life into having sex. You guys did all that, but then you attacked people like me and Donald Trump for believing in a wall, for believing in lower taxes, for believing in less regulations, for believing this is a Judeo-Christian nation, for believing that capitalism is good. What's bad about any of those things? What's extreme about any of those things? Nothing. The American people are on my side on every one of those things. But you went on MSNBC and you badmouthed me. You pissed on me for no reason. Except you're hateful, horrible people, you're evil, and you're all liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. You've got nothing to do with the Republican Party or conservatism at all. You're frauds. Every one of you that hated Trump was a fraud. All right, sponsor of this segment, Freedom Health Alliance. Speaking of stress, I mean, this nation is under such stress and such turmoil. Your immune systems are facing the most stress maybe in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they've got a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50%, 5-0, on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution. But I put them together. Active Silver Solution, Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, Natural Immune Support, handpicked by Trump as the real president. Why am I going to listen to Joe Biden? And that's why the American people no longer listen to what this guy has to say. We don't care what he has to say. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone, people sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story for the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Revive Healthcare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Revive's an inexpensive alternative to traditional healthcare. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners, which is kind of everyone who listens to my radio show. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. Healthcare anywhere. That's what Revive is about. It's affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, healthcare anywhere. Revive treats you like the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only get access to a product like this if you work for a big company with thousands of employees. The cost is, get this, only $59 a month to join. You heard me right. $59, not $590, $59 a month to join. There are no copays. You'll save hundreds of dollars on medications, and there's no waiting for a meeting with a doctor. You can meet with a high-quality telemedicine doctor quickly from the comfort of your home. Sign up today at revive-healthcare.com, revive-healthcare.com. Their team is standing by 24-7, revive-healthcare.com. So, a Texas judge finds the Biden administration engaged in racial, gender discrimination, and a pandemic relief program. So, this is good news. The Texas judge has now blocked. The Biden administration has emphasized racial and gender priority in a variety of programs, from vaccines to pandemic relief. And one such program doled out billions of dollars to restaurants. I've told this story to you on the air, that both farmers and restaurants, they were basing on whether you're black or not. And a Texas judge has now blocked that effort as unconstitutional discrimination and joined, meaning stopped the administration from giving such preferential treatment based on racial and gender classifications under the Restaurant Revitalization Fund. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Trump said, hey, I'm going to give first priority to white people? You've got to be kidding me. Under the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, easy for me to say, the administration announced it would give priority to businesses owned by women, racial minorities, and other socially and economically disadvantaged people. Philip Greer, a white restaurant owner, yay, Philip, sued over race and gender discrimination in an 18-page decision. U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor, yay, Reed O'Connor, found that Greer is experiencing race and sex discrimination at the hands of government officials in the Biden administration. He owns Greer's Ranch Cafe, claims to have lost nearly $100,000 in revenue during the pandemic. Why is his $100,000 loss any less important than a black restaurant owner's $100,000 loss or a woman restaurant owner's $100,000 loss? The court concludes that the government has failed to prove it likely has a compelling interest in remedying the effects of past and present discrimination in the restaurant industry during the COVID pandemic. The court also finds the defendants have failed to show an important governmental objective or exceedingly persuasive justification necessary to support a sex-based classification. You know, good example, by the way, even in a finding, a ruling by a judge I like, just another example of how pompous these people are. They think they're so much smarter than the rest of us, and they want to prove it by using big, fancy words that nobody could understand. Are you telling me you understand this stuff? Come on. How ridiculous. The court finds the defendants have failed to show an important governmental objective or exceedingly persuasive justification. You talk in ways that the average person has no clue what you're saying. None. And you think that makes you smart. It doesn't. I like people with common sense. Here's another example of, by the way, of no common sense. Obama, Biden, you know, that's what I call him, O'Biden, to release three terrorist killers from Gitmo, but they're going to leave hundreds of American patriots from January 6th in jail. You know there's still hundreds of Americans that were arrested involving the January 6th incident still in jail? Did you know that? These aren't murderers. These aren't child molesters. They didn't rob anyone's life savings like Madoff. These are just people that went to a Trump rally and tried to stop the country from being stolen. And when the police let them in and said, come on in, they went in. The Biden administration announced they will release three terrorists from Gitmo, but no mention of plans to release Americans who were arrested for walking through the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. It's just amazing how they treat patriots, or even someone that you could argue did something they shouldn't have done, with terrorists. First up is Saifullah Paracha. They point out he's 74 years old, suffering from diabetes and other ailments. But back in the day, there were no impediments to the wealthy business owner aligning himself with Al-Qaeda and putting all his formidable business into the service of a 9/11 terror group. Another terrorist they want to release is Uthman Abdul al-Rahim. He hails from the Middle Eastern cradle of democracy, Yemen. He was a guard for Osama bin Laden and with him as part of the 55th Arab Brigade at Tora Bora. The third terrorist is Abdul Rabbani, who helped the 9/11 hijackers move between Pakistan and Afghanistan. But 479 Americans have been arrested for walking into the Capitol on January 6th. Many were invited into the Capitol, did nothing wrong, but these Americans are being indicted on charges that will keep in prison for years. No one knows the exact account that are in jail. This is typical. It's the same idea with voting. They want illegals to vote. They want felons to vote. They want every form of criminal, even ex-felons and people in jail to vote. But you and I, they don't want us to vote. I'm just flabbergasted. I don't even know what to say. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday. God bless.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.